The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Hello.
Oh, I have to fart.
And howdy. To all the friends, all the fiends, all those people tucked in between, if you know what I mean, stay green. Don't beat up TV screens. So,
I punch you in your spleen.
So you can't tell me that didn't look fun, bro.
No.
I'd do it.
I do want to go. Do you want to go to one of those break rooms? You've seen that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man, we should do that. Let's schedule a day.
Back when I lived in Iowa, I had a concrete basement. We had basements up there because we got, land underneath underneath us. Mm-hmm. I used to go to the Dollar Tree and buy, dollar dishes and stuff, plates and cups. And then I would get angry and I would throw them against the wall and break them. And
that
then
sounds
I could just
fun.
Clean it up really easy,
Did it feel better?
It did feel better. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Throwing plates against a wall and just letting them crack and break. Oh, it's so satisfying.
The magic in it.
It's so good.
I think there's definitely something that is, therapeutic about...
Destruction.
Kind of similar to those forest fires that have to happen
the
land can
burns.
Yes. And I think it's kind of like that with people too. You have to have like a controlled burn sometimes where maybe you just kind of get some shit out, but not in like a super harmful way that's gonna actually hurt or damage somebody else or yourself, but something constructive. You got to scream into a pillow or you got to break some plastic plates or whatever the fuck, then, get that out.
Very cheap glass.
Right.
Or cheap glass, But, anyways, so hi, welcome back to the Fiend Cast. Here we are again.
New year.
It's a new year.
New year.
It's a new year. We're not in fear. And we are...
Space Boy Super Queer.
you have to be, right?
2024.
Yes. I mean, pretty much. But
it's the
year
of the whore.
24 is not the year of the whore.
It is. The whores are going to have a great year this year.
No, Hot Girl Summer was 2 years
ago.
This
ain't Hot Girl Summer. No. Don't get it mistaken. Oh. This ain't about beauty.
This is about the gutter hose.
This is the year of the whore.
Okay. I guess we'll have to just stay tuned. Anyways, hi, it's me, Spaceboy Dandy. Got other people here. We've got Impaler. We've got Mitch. We got MRF. You know, and we're chilling. Yeah.
I like it.
We in here.
We're in here.
We out here.
You know what we could also be inside of, but we are not?
Not each other, right?
No, not each other.
All right, good. All right. Whew. I got a blanket, so I'm just saying.
We're not going there. We're not going there.
You got to check out the Patreon-only bonus content.
Bonus content. To catch
what we're talking about here. $5 gets you our little spiffy stories that come before and after.
Yeah. The
Don't worry about it. Pay $5. You'll know.
For a small nominal fee. Anyways, so there. Okay. I'm just going to say it. Tunnels. There's tunnels.
People have been saying it.
You got to be careful about the tunnels.
You have to be careful about tunnels.
If you talk about the tunnels, you got to talk about the views.
You got to put the dolphin noise, the dolphin noise people in there.
No, I mean, seriously, it is so like weird how it feels like you can't say anything, because if you say anything, it can be taken as negative, even if it's just observational. You know,
it's almost like,
yeah,
it's almost like being a white person wanting to sing around some rap music and then having to check where you're at first.
Yeah.
It's not really, because they're literally doing whatever the fuck they want.
I mean, they do whatever they want. Yeah. I get the energy. Literally.
I was going to say, hold on, wait. Let me retract my statement.
Figuratively.
It's the same energy as that same beating sweat comes up on my forehead when I'm like, Can I say that?
No. Seriously, it's just it's weird, because I think that in general there's always going to be conspiracy theories about all types of stuff, right? Especially when it comes to underground tunnels. What are they for? Who's using them?
Never good. You never find an underground tunnel and you're like, oh, this was a great... There was cinnamon rolls at the end.
No, I will argue the Underground Railroad.
That wasn't underground. That was not underground.
Did they not?
No.
They never go underground? Are you
this
sure?
This was the South. There ain't places to put basements under here.
They didn't have... They could have...
No, ma'am.
What bullshit ass Harriet Tubman movie
did you watch? Did you buy the train tour for the Underground Railroad? Did they get you? Come ride the rails.
I have no words. Okay, I didn't say anything. I'm cutting that out.
It's just all dolphin noises. It's gonna be a real confusing 15 minutes. 6 minutes in.
Oh my God.
If you check the timestamp, we're only at 6 minutes and 36 seconds. You know some stuff was cut out.
Anyways, there's plenty of good... No, probably not plenty, but I'm sure there are good uses for underground modes of transportation. You know, sometimes you gotta hide.
Yeah, ask the Vietnamese how that is.
What reasons? What reasons would you have to hide and run through a tunnel?
If you're a Ninja Turtle.
If you're committing crimes and escaping?
Ninja Turtles weren't criminals. They were fighting crime.
Exactly. They had to hide because they weren't accepted.
They were vigilantes, so technically they were criminals.
Okay, shut up, first of all.
And they were just beating motherfuckers up all over the city.
Just committing assault.
Carrying around Japanese weapons.
Honestly, that's concealed carry violations there, too.
I don't think they had permits.
Oh, no, definitely not.
The nigga with the sword definitely didn't. The guy with the stick was probably okay.
And I doubt they had vaccines, so...
Definitely not.
The point is, you know, maybe you have to escape for some reason. that's not your own fault. You know, maybe you are not planning, but
plotting. Maybe scheming.
She said planning, but I heard plotting. That's exactly what I heard.
No. I mean, like, maybe you're worried about, hey, we know that this world is in a very interesting state, and it's likely just going to keep getting more interesting in a negative way. So with that being said, wouldn't you want to have some sort of escape plan or escape hatch in case, you know, things got bad and now you have...
I'd like the millionaire bunker route, not so much the catacombs.
The rat tunnels under the city of New York.
Well, okay. Fair. But anyways, the point
also,
is...
Also, but aren't you like...
You're a dwarf.
What people that are doing good underneath the fucking underneath the ground are doing good underneath the ground. They would just do that shit above ground. Who goes down underneath the ground to do good things?
The dwarves.
I can't. The dwarves, perhaps.
Yeah, they're out there. They're miners in Virginia.
Okay, listen. Miners,
bro. This is the point. Plan, and the people that plan their escape plans are usually the people that are doing not good things. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes, yes, that does seem to be the case. And, you know, we don't have all the facts, right? We can only speculate. I think your speculations are fair.
You only have speculations and videos of motherfuckers coming out of the sewer looking like optical illusions.
There's definitely evidence. Multiple videos.
People coming out.
The youths there were pushing the police officers, not getting shot somehow.
That was something that was interesting to me. Is I saw this video and it was like complete chaos. And, you know, I don't want the police to ever handle situations of chaos with more chaos and, like, violence. But I did find it interesting that in this situation, I haven't heard, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I haven't heard of any, like, casualties either side. I haven't heard of anyone being, like, wrongfully... you know, hurt.
Not even one video of somebody getting batoned.
That's
like,
yeah,
just beaten with a fucking nightstick.
Mace, and nothing.
Nothing.
It's very, and,
a little,
you know,
disappointed
this is such
in NYPD.
It is kind of, I don't want to call it disappointing, but it is very interesting. And it's very, I want to say, telling that, again, this is a kind of a huge situation here. It's super illegal what's happening.
That guy's clipping.
That's,
pictures of people coming up out of the sewers. That guy's clipping.
That can't be.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense. The dude looks like he came out of his shadow. It's so effing weird.
I don't like that. But anyways, no, like, so the police, they just...
Did he phase through that thing, bro?
I feel like any other group of people, there would have been a lot more noise. And
the FBI would have been going into the tunnel first.
Yeah, and I think it would have probably ended up being a bit more dangerous for the people in the church or wherever. Like, just saying. I don't know. That's speculation, of course, but there have definitely been situations where people have been caught doing less. And, you know, the police definitely... use a lot of force to try to, I guess, subdue the situation. So this is just, it was very strange. It's very strange. New York is a strange place, I think, in general. It kind of reminds me, did y'all ever watch Evil Dead? I forget what it's called, but it's like the newest one and it fucking sucks. I hate it, but
the
we'll get
apartment
into
one?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking hate it.
The apartment one.
I hate it. I hate it so much. We'll get into that another day. But basically, I think they're in like New York or some shit. There's
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise. And I'm not really giving away anything here, but there's like an earthquake in the beginning and the kids like go down into like this fucking hole in the ground that gets caused by the earthquake. And they find some shit from like an old church and...
Yep.
Jews in the basement.
Yep. They find a
that's
old church.
Yes, the Deadites were.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Deadites.
They were Deadites and Semites sound awfully similar. Oh, weird.
Huh.
And the Deadites and the Semites.
Listen, observational. That is all.
Imagine being an NYPD officer and reporting to a synagogue where you have a 2-foot by 2-foot metal grate in the bathhouse. This is in the bathhouse that they're in. The men's mikvah.
Oh.
Bathhouse.
That's why they're escaping through tunnels.
Yeah. Broke through a roughly 2-by-2-foot grate in the former bathhouse, men's bathhouse, basement wall, and tunneled their way through to a sanctuary space. And then, so imagine you're there, I responded to that, and then a bunch of 20-something-year-olds come out in full synagogue gear and start rioting with you.
That's...
Curly beards everywhere.
I think
fresh out of that sauna steam room,
glistening.
They were in, bro.
Little sharp star, real David,
wet and curly. Mm.
I feel like a lot of questions are going to remain unanswered about this.
Of course, they will. It's because they pay for the media and stuff.
Hey, now
you're an all star.
Get your game on.
Go. Yeah. Play.
Hey,
now, you're an
all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey, that dude's dead.
You can still sing his
Why
songs.
Why did you
even
have to, like, fucking say it like
sun.
That?
It was just recently. I don't even think it's been a month yet.
He's walking on the sun.
Nah, he's burnt out.
No.
He's definitely burnt out somehow.
That's rude. R.I.P.
He's dead. He's not going to hear it. He doesn't care.
True.
You
he's sitting there
what,
in heaven
you don't
right
know
now
what
just
he hears.
Subscribing.
He doesn't hear anything.
You don't know.
He's in this room with us right now, just disappointed.
That would be terrifying. And also...
and he'd be upset that you just fucking not acknowledging his existence.
We would absolutely notice because your liquor would be disappearing in front of your eyes.
You just see it start...
He can't drink liquor.
That's why I tell.
He can't anymore. That's what happened to him.
Anyways, so... but the whole tunnel situation is definitely... just, you know, it's one of those strong openings for 2024. You know, there's always something that we come out the right out the gate with in every new year. And I think this is a strong one.
It's supposed to be the age of Aquarius, or like truth and discovery. So,
oh, you know, Cat Williams was saying a lot of that too.
A bunch of shit's like popping up right now. A lot of it.
Love it. You know, and hey, we need truth. We need the truth. So anyways, speaking of truth, the truth is these kids are getting fucking scammed like never before. Not even the kids, just also adults in general, but definitely the children. So, you know, Christmas wasn't that long ago. It was just like a month ago, whatever. And I've seen a lot of videos of kids opening their gifts, and, you know, people love to do pranks on their kids for some reason. And I mean, it's sometimes fine, but sometimes it's like, you're weird for that. Like, why are you? And then recording it. Fucking weird. Anyways.
Acting like your kid's not going to notice the phone held up in front of your face.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I should wonder about something coming at me.
Yeah, like, just let them enjoy fucking Christmas. Like, I'm so glad that I've never had that experience, like, growing up.
Oh, my kids are going to be tweaked because of that. I'm always recording them and taking pictures.
Well, no,
shit.
Like, I mean, but just because you want to see, not because you're trying to prank them or, like, you know, get the, like,
sometimes.
You're trying to... You get what I'm talking about, though. You know those videos that I'm talking about specifically. Mm-hmm. it was just like...
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You're trying to cause emotional trauma to,
I mean,
to my baby friends?
I mean, I grew up better for it. And what happens if I could get famous on top of that? There's a thin line between that and getting arrested for child abuse over those videos, though.
There is a thin line. There is, because it is, again, abusive. But... Anyways, but I was going to say about the kids getting scammed. I'm seeing a lot of them opening their gifts, and they're so excited. And, you know, There was a lot of kids excited about something in particular that was weird to me. You want to know what it was? Can you guess?
Blippi?
Blippi? Or Bluey? Isn't that a person?
Oh. Yeah.
Bluey, no.
No, not a gift.
It's a cup. It's the Stanley Cup. And not not the sports thing.
No.
Because isn't that a sports thing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, it's the hockey. It's the hockey trophy. Yeah.
So, not that one. The actual beverage carrying cup.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Is it like a hydro flask?
Kind of. It's just one of those giant.
Which I don't know what that is either.
It's a tumbler. It's a cup. It's kind of like the tumbler. You know what a Yeti is?
Yeah.
So it's like that where it keeps your shit cold or keeps it warm depending on what you put in there.
Is it more expensive than a Yeti or better than a Yeti?
It's not particularly better, no. It could be more expensive depending on if you're trying to get one of those limited edition ones. But they go for about $45 to $50.
Doof!
For the cup. For a cup?
Right?
This is, again, a insulated tumbler. It can keep your beverages cold for up to, I believe, 8 hours with the largest size.
That's dumb to me, but I don't like
it. No, I think it's more than 8 hours. No, I think it is 8 hours. It's
why do your slow ass need 8 hours to drink whatever's in that goddamn tumbler? Like, you don't really want it.
Because you're an outdoorsy person and you're outdoors and you want to make sure
these bitches are not fucking out goddamn doors except for when they were hanging out outside of Target to get that shit. There's no way.
Damn, not
get the fuck out of here.
So I don't know what the difference on this one is, but this is the Stanley Quencher Magnolia Exclusive Cream and Copper 40-ounce cup. Retailing on Amazon for $304.99 or $22 a month for 18 months interest.
So it's a money grab then. That's why. Wow.
That's a gorgeous cup. Look at that.
How much money?
$300 approximately.
No, I'm good on that.
Or $22 a month for 18 months.
I think
I'm good on both of those deals.
I think, again, it's just absolutely wild because I saw multiple videos of little girls opening fucking presents and it's this fucking cup and they're like squealing, crying, excited, happy. Oh my God. Oh my God, I got the cup. Oh my God, I got a Stanley cup. Oh, and I'm like, wow.
And then your mom's going to dishwash it once and warp that fucking cup up and then you're done.
Well, no, you're going to forget about it by next year, and it's going to end up in the back of the fucking cupboard with all the other big cups.
You're going to realize you don't even like water.
Most of these people don't. They don't drink.
You ain't drinking no damn water anyway, so.
Are the parents doing that so they're, like, very young children do not have to, are like the cool kids at school or whatever?
I think so, yeah. No, I think it is like it's literally a branding thing at this point. It's these kids want to be able to have recognizable brands. That's why you still hear that really stupid ass, dumb ass, bitch ass argument about, oh, if you don't have an iPhone, what are you, a broke boy? Like, it's so fucking...
iPhones are so garbage.
Right? It never made sense to me.
It's so goofy. So but, like, it started with shit like that, you know? Buttons. And so, like, these kids nowadays, especially because they're online so much, they do get fed shit from, like, influencers and advertisements. So, whereas before, when we were kids, like, you're watching kid channels for the most part, so the shit getting advertised for you is, like, literal toys and, you know, like, actual shit for you, versus now they're getting all types of shit push to them. And all right,
well, their parents should take those devices away because...
Well, that's not going to
happen.
Hell
no.
That's not going to happen.
Dude, no way. I'm not taking my damn... No. That kid needs TV for at least 30 minutes a day so that I have a chance to fucking breathe and not strangle them. That's for their safety as much as mine.
I think maybe. That's fair. I think scheduled... Maybe. I think structured...
Nah, they need it.
No, maybe structured they need time to be strangled
a little bit.
Well, that too, but okay,
maybe you would have more than 30 minutes worth of free time if you did just strangle them a little bit.
30 seconds of kid strangulation a day.
It wouldn't take that much. You just got to scare them a little bit. You're just
changing the dots in their eyes.
Fucking, I can't. I cannot keep this.
Papa. Episode.
Papa, what?
I can't.
You keep playing. Your daughter's already training for your ass.
She's been lifting. She's
spin your ass like a pizza.
Yeah, no, you need to watch out for her.
I know. Yeah, that's the one that's good. But that's the problem is I'm not going to see it coming. She's going to be like, done.
Like, you know, she climbs up on stuff, so that she's going to, like, just one day, you're going to be, like, lower than her, and she's going to climb onto a thing and just
drop the elbow.
Suplex your ass.
Boom! Come down from the top rope. People's
no
elbow.
Mercy.
Right into my esophagus, and that's how I die. Because I didn't get her enough chicken nuggies.
She is asserting her dominance, and I love that for her. She is a strong queen, and we love to see it. But anyways, I don't love to see these kids being influenced by fucking consumerism to the point where there's fucking 7-year-olds wanting a $50 cup for Christmas.
I think the obvious
solution.
That is solution,
so strange.
I think the obvious solution is we need to answer those surveys we get on YouTube about what kind of advertisements we want more seriously, because then the sponsors wouldn't go to these influencers. It's y'all's fault for not having a clear-cut wants and needs.
Listen, when
to these sponsors.
I'm pretty sure that I make it very clear-cut by how I skip every fucking goddamn commercial immediately. I don't give it time to goddamn play around.
That's what I'm saying.
If it says skip, bitch, I'm skipping.
And
you shouldn't know. So
now QDiePie has to get his money from Dollar Shave Club, so... He's got to show, or the Manscaped, so now he's got to talk to your kids about shaving their balls.
I don't have any children, so I'm not worried about it.
While I do think it's real cute when they do randomly decide to, like, pretend to care about my opinion on the ads that they're going to show, when those random little surveys come up, and it's like, hey.
YouTube did that for you, and you thumbed your nose at it.
Yeah, and I lift my nose up high in the air and I say fuck you.
No.
And I hit skip
and YouTube and got you back. It's like, huh,
I move on with my life, and it still shows me whatever it's just gonna do that, okay, and it's fine. But the problem is, again, even if you did, like, answer the questions, they're still gonna use these influencers and they're still gonna do what they want. And these little kids don't need to, like, be pushed adult shit. Like, I saw a toy that, it's literally, like, one of those, you know, like, how there's, like, the plastic keys that they have for babies? Because, you know, babies will like to play with your keys and stuff, which makes sense because they make sound and it's,
and
like,
they seem,
you know,
important to you.
Yeah.
You make them important.
Yeah, so it makes sense, but, like, they have this kind of plastic toy thing, and it's like this fucking coffee mug, and it, like, has this, like, fake kind of coffee in it. Like, it has, like, this brown and then, like, this lid on top, and then it has, like, these little keys attached to it. It's like, why are you trying to teach it?
Why can't we go back to the good old days where we used to, like, you know, dress kids up in cute uniforms and then give them a little, like, push broom and then... put them in the fucking chimney to sweep it all day.
Child labor.
Yeah, why can't we go back to that?
We need to.
Yeah, like, okay.
Because the Chinese people are killing us.
No,
that's a lie. They actually are not, because even though they're putting all those kids to work, they aren't making that much money.
And they make shit products.
They're not making that much money, but they're learning how to make money at way younger goddamn ages instead of babying motherfuckers and telling them about Santa Claus. So
but then they don't get any 15 bigger.
Years old.
They don't get any bigger because they need to keep fitting in the machines they're working on, so they stay small.
They don't
get
any bigger because they're fucking little.
And they got shit nutrition.
They don't.
Whoa, okay.
We got to definitely censor that out.
You can't say that.
I can't. Is that Asian hate?
I was going to say, I've never heard that, but we probably are going to get George Takei coming on here being like, you guys can't say that.
Wow, George Takei will be
horrible.
Okay.
George Takei impersonation, but
that was racist.
George Takei will be okay with it. I'm LGBT.
He's like, I'm held up here.
I can do what I want.
You know, and you're a POC. You've got
a lot
of letters.
Right.
Look at you.
I'm all mixed up in here. Try me, George Takei. You're not
You're his kryptonite.
No, I mean, that's honestly the thing. If you're a heavily enough lettered person, then I mean, you can honestly you can lose some things now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you have enough letters, like Infinity Stones, really.
Yeah, but you really got to be careful, because if you fuck up, you are pissing off a lot of people, because everyone's going to be like, you're ruining everything for us.
Yeah, the people that's true. the people that get away with pissing people off are the people that don't give a shit. You just got to not care.
Yeah.
The key is.
You just got to not care. If you give a shit and you fold, no one's gonna respect you. You can't be a little bitch. You got to be like, fuck you. Yeah, I did it. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, speaking of saying fuck you, that's how New York feels about these migrants.
You're
not wrong.
You know, it's interesting, because we know some time ago, there was all this chitter chatter, pitter patter about border states and like, hey, why you guys need to be more accommodating, and you know, it's like, hey, why don't you guys do it? And they're like, we will do it.
Oh, you're talking about the pussy. You're talking about the pussy states that wanted them to treat.
Yeah,
treat the migrants with kid gloves.
Yeah, so New York City was like, let's bring them here, baby, and it's been problems ever since. Like over the last year, I think it's been longer than a year, like maybe a year and a half. But anyways, it's been a while now. And again, problems have arisen. First of all, we know that New York is an extremely populated state. New York City itself is very, very overpopulated just with the natural residents alone. We also know that, as in most places in America, the budgeting for the state and the funding for shit is just, for some magical reason, not where it should be. You know, shit's always underfunded, especially the things that we need, like, you know, essentials. But anyway, so with all of that, and then also, we know for a fact that New York, especially New York City, is a well-known place for how fucking dirty it is. It's so dirty. They've got trash all over the place.
What are you talking about? The home of the king rat is dirty? What are you saying?
There's been all of these issues. And so then when you add in the lovely ingredient of thousands of migrants a day.
Are you trying to say migrants are also dirty?
That is not the takeaway.
Space Boy says all migrants are dirty, fucking awful.
There's enough dirt there already.
Don't bring in your space dirt.
There's no way
dirt.
The migrants aren't at least adding to it.
Don't bring in any of your alien dirt.
It doesn't even matter if they're migrants. I mean, Americans produce ridiculous amounts of trash a day.
Ridiculous amounts.
And New York don't have any way to get that trash off of there other than boats. I didn't realize that until recently, that New York doesn't, drive its trash off. No, they just put it on a fucking boat and drive it to New Jersey.
Yep.
And then let New Jersey take care of it.
It's honestly really disturbing, the trash management, just again in general. And so again, with these migrants and like the influx of them over the past year or so, they apparently, Mayor, I don't know this guy's name, whatever, this dude who was talking the shit, he's like, oh God, we don't have any money. We don't have any more money. We need some money. We need some help. So part of the solution, apparently, is they're limiting how many buses can come in. You can only come in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And if any bus companies try to pull up to, and there's only specific spots too where the buses can come to drop these people off. So any companies that, you know, don't adhere to these rules could be fined. And but again, that doesn't necessarily stop people from coming. They still obviously would also have other means of coming, like if they're able to fly in or whatever the case may be. But a big part of the issue is that there is a law that says if someone comes there, regardless of who they are, where they're from, and they're seeking asylum, then
you can't just kick them out, like, legally. That is a law that they have.
They're able to fly there? I thought they were, like, poor and running away from war and shit and didn't have money. How are they able to fly there?
There's been programs, and I think this was also in New York, though, so I'm not... you can fact check me. I don't know. But where they can get free flights...
Who can get free flights? What the who?
So if you're leaving New York, right?
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah. If you're leaving New York, you can get a free flight.
Pay for you to fly back out.
Yeah. They're like, because they want them to
get the hell out.
No, I thought they wanted them there. They wanted the white glove treatment.
That's also part of the problem.
They wanted to help people and be fucking.
That they're paying for people. Like that's a part. Like they're paying for these people in so many ways. Like to the point of again buying tickets. So that they leave, and they are also cutting funding from fucking the fire department, from the police department, while also asking the police department to do extra steps and extra work that, like, it just makes no sense. The school system, cutting that down.
There was a major storm, so they evacuated all the schools, told the parents to have the schools or the children do online school working from home while the migrants stayed there at the school. And right now it's not a big deal because, yeah, it's a storm and you need to get these people into somewhere safe and all that. But
do we?
Well, and also, is this just gearing up for the eventual fall of, hey, well, you know, we need this space. So homeschooling your kids for this event worked. We're just going to, you know, have you guys continue to do school from home.
They might. No, they might do that.
That's been a talk.
That is.
Well, it wouldn't be your responsibility. It would just be make sure you have a computer.
Yeah, and they'll provide one. No, they'll even provide one for you if you don't. Like, I mean, that's what happened during COVID.
People are not going to pay attention. Yeah, and what happened during COVID?
These kids got dumber.
These kids don't even know how to read.
No, they literally don't. Like, it's concerning, and it's unfortunate. And, again, like, the problem isn't necessarily migrants coming into the country.
Oh,
like,
it is. It is. Here's a startling number for you. December. This is just the month of December. These are the amount of people taken into custody trying to cross the border. In the month of December, more than 225,000 crossing the southern borders in the first 27 days of December.
That's a lot of people.
That were caught.
That's a whole lot of people for there to be, like, looming war happening also.
But that's just 1 month, and this has been a crisis now at least.
And those are, again, only the caught people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Not even the people that make it.
Which is usually a small percentage of
the actual. I mean, this is a massive border. So, I mean, that's a lot of area to cover. But still, that's a fucking lot of people entering your school system, entering your welfare system, entering your, you know, voting system. Who's changing the demographic of your areas? Who's changing
There's
the so business dynamic?
There's so much that goes into it, dude. Like, yeah. And so, funny enough, he had this idea. He said that if he was in charge, then if you wanted to come over here, like, you know, just go through the board, you have to get chipped. You have to get microchipped.
Tracking them through.
You gotta track them.
Put that Neuralink in their asses.
It's mandatory. If you want to come over here, you know, you don't want to go through the paperwork so and wait and process.
Press a button.
I'll let you in quicker, but you gotta put it's mandatory. You gotta put a microchip in.
Yeah.
20-year maximum.
Yep. You gotta be able to press the button and blow your brain off if we need to.
And I'll be able to find you.
I don't know about the Suicide Squad treatment, but like.
And I gotta, you know, I gotta have something on there that's, you know, tamper proof. You know somebody gonna try to fuck
with
you.
Oh yeah, somebody.
So I gotta make sure either it blows up or if you pull it out, it poisons you. Something.
You gotta have a kill switch.
I gotta have it fuck you up in a terrible way if you try to take it out. I mean, listen, I feel like it's a fair trade off because it's like if you really want to come over here,
right?
That bad, but you don't want to wait and do the paperwork.
If what you're escaping is so terrible,
safer than packing yourself in a semi truck with 70 other people and then getting left in the desert.
Yeah, safer than dealing with a coyote.
Right.
Because you know you're still here. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, follow the rules and whatnot. You're good.
Nah, too many people, bro.
Imagine being locked in a trailer with 70 other people, and then the driver of your semi just gets out and leaves.
In the desert heat, bro.
He's stuck in there, and like the truck's just locked. Leaves you. Ah, that's terrible, bro.
Shit, I would love to be microchipped over that.
Imagine being paranoid with that fucking microchip in you. Like, oh, damn. You know.
You're high. You're like, just like, shit.
I know you're listening.
Nah. I definitely think getting chipped is not a preferable thing. Like, I mean, I definitely would not opt to be chipped.
You're not fleeing your country.
I'm not fleeing my country. No, I'm not. But I do understand. And then also, here's the thing. Okay, I want to say that I'm American. I'm born and raised in America. I'm proud to be American. Because, you know, national pride, baby. Like, if it comes down to it, am I going to call? Yes. Okay, like, it just is what it is, but even still, there are so many issues with this country. There are so many other quote-unquote first world countries that you could go to, and I promise you they're going to treat you fucking better than you're going to get treated here. Why do people keep trying to come here? Like, literally, our country does not even give a shit about the actual natural-born citizens. Why, like, they just are gonna make y'all slaves, like they're trying to make us slaves. Like, it's, I don't understand why people don't see that, and they keep trying to come for this fucking, the dream is dead, the American dream is dead, baby. Don't come here.
Have you ever seen Coming to America?
It's been dead.
Fievel Goes West.
Listen,
other great immigrant movies, it's all about hookahs, guns, drugs.
I mean, right. Yeah, if you want the lawlessness, then sure.
You've seen Scarface.
That was
the boomers, bro. They just live cheaply and just pass their debt on to us. And they're about to die.
God bless them.
Fucking hell, man.
Set us up on a course.
Yeah, so, you know, it is just, it's, I hope that things unfold in the best way possible for everyone involved. But, you know, the migrant situation is not an easy thing, but it's something has to actually be done about it. Like, seriously, I don't know why our government keeps dicking around and playing games, but like, bitch,
because everyone got really pissy when somebody was like, let's build a fucking wall. Let's just, easiest way to deter them, let's just put a fucking wall up. And everyone was like, oh, you can't, they're people, you can't wall them off. And then
I don't think people were more pissy that it sounded stupid because it was like, we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Like, no, that's fucked there. That's not
going
to happen.
Yeah, but then, like, once everything got going, everyone was like, well, you know what? Actually, it's not a bad fucking idea, I guess. Because then you look at, like, Mexico's border.
And what is the state of that wall?
And here's the thing. I feel like at the end of the day, whether it was Mexico paying for it or the U.S. citizens paying for it, people would bitch and complain. Like, that's just how people are, unfortunately. But, you know, you're not the one. Like, I've seen interviews of people who actually live along the border. And, you know, it fucking sucks for them. Like, it sucks. Like, it sucks. This is not some Disney fairy tale dream. You know, like, this is real life. And this is, like, this is a safety issue. It's a security issue. It's a resource issue. Like, again, we have a hard time taking care of the people fucking here. Not even a hard time. We just don't.
Right.
So, like, why are we adding more to the fucking already, like, strained shit we have?
It's kind of like, it's more of definitely some Florida shit. Like, you know, those, like, fucking jizz be walking by, like, a yard. Like, we had, like, an orange tree.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking steal the fucking oranges off. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfuckers over there.
I'm going to get a dog just to guard that.
Yeah. So, like, imagine, like, you chilling and you look at your fucking backyard. There's like a bunch of fucking brown boys running through that bitch. It's like, bro, what the fuck?
Just picking it clean like locusts.
Like, nah, bro. You might
you're gonna get shot, boy. This is gonna happen. I can't wait.
The other,
I,
you know,
can't
scary
wait to
thing.
Stand my ground, motherfucker.
It's like, what are you doing, bro? It's like, it's like, come on now. It's like, and honestly, this is what happened when you like stopped that rule. What was that? Like that one?
The search and frisk or the stop?
No, it wasn't that. It was the one
catch
that,
and release.
Not the catch and release. It was that rule that basically said, all migrants were got had to get sent back because like it was a fucking
the 42 health issue. Article that 42. Shit,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it was just a fucking. Was nothing wrong with it. Like, nah, bro, go back.
Right. No, that was a health hazard. Go back. That was the way it should have been from the get go. Like, if you didn't go through the proper shit, go, get out of here. Go on, skeet. It, well, and here's the other thing that I again, and this is a little tinfoil hatty of me, but last year, 192 people off the FBI wanted list were apprehended crossing the border. So you got people now, you got a big global, you got global borders, you got this stuff happening in the Middle East. You got the Houthi men that are raiding boats over, they're backed by Iran. So you got Iran-backed terrorists attacking shipping lanes in the Middle East. And you're like, okay, the U.S. sends a coalition in. What does that have to do with us here with the Border Patrol? Well, you take a plane to Argentina, and then you drive up Argentina through South America, through Mexico, and then you illegally cross the border, and then you do some tourism. You know, and that's,
yeah.
Those are the things, that's why border protection is important, and why we need to seal off that border and know who's coming in.
A lot of people don't know, there's also a lot of, it's not just like Mexicans or like South Americans coming in. There's a bunch of people from fucking Africa coming in also.
And China. A lot of people coming from China.
What you got to think about that? It's like there's other ways for like people from Africa and China to come into the country. Why are they coming in through South America?
Right. So other than just, I don't want to be seen.
Yeah. No, and also when, again, there's other countries closer to them. Right. Like,
that they could seek refuge at. Yeah. You're coming all the way over here.
Came all the way the fuck over here.
And not to be that guy, but like the Chinese coming over here for that, that just seems like, yeah.
And then also, I want to bring up a point that we've talked about before. Like something specifically like unique about America is that while, yes, we are one country, we definitely aren't one country. We're 50 mini countries. There's not a real sense of, again, unity and therefore like true structure amongst the country in a whole. So like it's just like a perfect storm for fucking nonsense because like, there's no standard across the board, and then we end up where we're at, like when, you know, people, the dude from New York, he's like, oh well, we can do it,
shouldn't have been talking shit.
Nope. Now your state's full, and now you, instead of you...
And again, why are we always taking money from the fucking school and shit? Why is always that the first budget to get cut?
Them youth don't need that anyway. They're not going to school.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, also...
Can't even read. They definitely don't need money for books.
It's way easier. If they can't read, it's way easier to get them into the tunnels. They can't figure out the exit sign if they can't read.
They don't know what side's going on.
They don't even, they can't
and they're
read.
Probably in U.
That's terrible. No, but I was going to say they're also, they also are like reducing funds for like public services, like the parks and then the cleaning of the parks. And how often, again, we were talking about that trash, that lovely trash, and you know how there's a bunch of trash cans along the roads because people walk on the sidewalks all the time, and reducing, I think people used to come to clean that or dump those several times a week. It's now going to be like once or twice a week, and there was already a problem.
New York gonna smell just fucking.
New York is trying to be Paris, but worse.
It's going to be peachy.
Oh, Paris is disgusting.
So I've heard. But, you know, it just, again, I hope the best for everybody involved, but, you know, it definitely is.
I don't. Stay off my land. Get on out of here. Skeet. Go back. Black Mitch villain arc.
I'm ready for this.
Ski.
It's gone. Get out.
Get out in here. But anyways, so you know, there was something else that you mentioned earlier. You're talking about how it's supposed to be the year of truth and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, Cat Williams was also saying that he's been in the media a bit over the past week or so. Because he had an interview on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, I told you so tour.
And he does have a special, I think, coming out this year, I believe, because I listened to the interview for the most part. And it was interesting. I know a lot of people are already memeing the hell out of it and, like, taking different clips and stuff. And it's all very funny.
Of course.
But, you know, he did have, I agree, like, he did have some interesting points and some interesting things to say. You know, I don't know. It's just, it was different because, you know, in his words, he wanted to just tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Right. Yeah. But he spoke with like such a confidence on things and called people out in such a way that, like, I mean, honestly, if you did have something to hide, I hope you wouldn't be talking like this, boldly.
Calling Kevin Hart an industry plant? That was pretty fucking bold.
He called, yeah, he called Kevin Hart an industry plant, and, you know, he gave his reasoning, and I understand where he's coming from.
It's true, though.
It sounds right.
Yeah,
sounds plausible to me.
He said Kevin Hart had never sold out a comedy show before just, like, getting movie deals and all this other stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, and he's not wrong.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this young guy just comes out, has a TV show already. And
he did also have a movie, like Soul Plane.
Just moving to Hollywood. Like, you get that shit right away. No work, no grinding, no nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, that's it's definitely interesting. He brought up Steve Harvey.
Nobody has scripts for Miss Potato Head. Ain't nobody got.
Yeah,
he destroyed Steve Harvey.
He was basically saying about how, you know, Steve Harvey's just talking shit and was just jealous of, like, you know, Bernie Mac and shit. And obviously, Steve Harvey wanted to also be in movies, but according to Cat Williams, he's like, you know, because your country bumpkin ass can't speak. And the only reason why people like you is because it's funny to listen to you talk. And I'm like, damn, like, why?
Now, the only thing he said in that interview that I didn't believe was he said that Harvey Weinstein offered
to suck his dick in front of his crew.
Yeah, offered to suck his dick.
I mean, listen, I don't know.
But the statements that everyone else has made about Harvey Weinstein seems like he would be like, shuck my dick.
Yeah, but those statements mostly came from women, though, right?
Yeah.
Not any other dudes.
So. I guess, but that's the other thing, is not many dudes came out to say that Harvey Weinstein, like,
cause maybe
diddled him. So.
Because they might have let him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, they might have fucking let him.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not gay if the guy's a millionaire and got me. Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously. And he did mention P. Diddy a couple times and said how, like, you just got to tell Diddy no.
That doesn't work if you're asleep.
And it was like, wow. That's. He did something else I found very interesting that you brought up was Ludacris. And how pretty much they were both at some party, and it was like basically, I guess, on some Illuminati shit. And somebody, you know, ended up like having cut off all their hair, and they were going to give you, it was like $200 million and
10 movies.
Yeah, 10 movies,
like,
or some shit like that.
10 movies, so $20 million a movie.
Yeah. And, you know, Ludacris cut his hair and been in Fast and Furious ever fucking since.
Absolutely. So. Trash ass goddamn movies, bro.
They are pretty fucking, like, why?
Man, because that paycheck must be nice. That residual paycheck.
I mean, if the money's worth your soul, I guess.
$20 million a year for 10 years?
Yeah, have you ever ridden a jet ski?
Yes.
Have you ever ridden your own fleet of jet skis with your friends?
No. One day, guys. One day.
Aw, we're Space Boys friends.
No, really, though. Like, it was just, he had a lot to fucking say in this interview. And I think everyone should give it, you know, at least some of the points. He talked about Kanye. That was pretty interesting, because, you know, he pretty much was like, I don't know what people, well, what are we expecting from Kanye? Like, honestly, like, what is it that you were wanting from this man? Like, you literally and he was like, you allowed this man to walk around calling himself
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, we applauded his mental illness for a long time.
And then you're like mad when he's fucking mentally ill. Like, it makes no sense. And then when he was talking about Kim.
We need Kanye to be mentally trill.
Oh my God. But he was injured. And then, like, also, I don't think that Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharpe's podcast, that had such a large, I don't know that any episode has had such a large listening or viewing. I don't think so either. It was like over 30 million in like 2 days. And I think today now it's at like 50 or so.
That dude's got to get better guests.
Apparently. I will personally say, though, I have always found Cat William to be really funny. I've always liked any stand-up I've seen of his, like any of his specials, they all fucking hit, in my opinion. I'm not going to sit here and say that I laugh at every single joke in every single special, because, no, that's not realistic. But, like, do I think that he's 100% one of the funniest comedians, like, you know, that I've known in my lifetime? Yes. Yes, I do.
He's got a good cadence.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. You know? But anyways, so that's really it. That's all that I have to talk about today.
Oh, that's it? That's all you've got?
I guess so. I don't know. It's been interesting. Like, we're in literally the year 2024. I don't like it. I don't know. Have y'all have watched SpongeBob, right?
Yes.
Have you seen the episode when SpongeBob and Patrick are running away from Sandy? I think it was when they kept calling Texas stupid.
Yeah.
And so she ends up, like, lassoing them. And I saw this meme, and Sandy was, like, age 30. And then SpongeBob and Patrick were, like, 1994 and 1995. So, like, you know, like, it's coming for you.
Oh, she's back on this again. And, like, oh, she's... Look at this. She's having a midlife crisis. Ain't that cute? Oh,
it's very cute.
Look at her.
As I say to everyone in this room that is over 30.
Yeah, that is well over 30. Thanks. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Us over here in our wheelchairs.
It's 2024, and it's weird because there's people who, like, born in the fucking, like, mid-2000s that are adults.
Yep.
And I'm, like... You know,
not an adult yet. We're still sitting here like, what's happening?
I'm literally a
I'm a 28 year old teenager. Yeah,
clearly
you're old.
I'm advanced teenager.
When you were 18 and 19 and you came across a 30 year old, were they young and hip to you, or were they old?
It seemed so far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Except so that one girl that was always dating a 30 year old.
You were calling them old.
No, yeah, I wasn't calling them old.
Shit, I was.
Listen, someone made a point that, you know, you don't really become an adult, like, for real, until you're, like, maybe 20. So then, like, by the time you're 29, you're only 9 years old in adult years. Well, so you're still, like...
Your brain doesn't fully develop until you're, like, 25, right?
Yeah, your frontal cortex or lobe or whatever. So, like, clearly... I mean, but then by that metric, you know, we're all still just babies.
No, see, that's that baby and shit this guy that told you about earlier. China got us fucked up, bro. They are speaking three languages by the time they're fucking 10.
That is true. We need to catch up.
And these little motherfuckers don't even know how to read, bro. Somebody give them a book. They're doing all these remakes. They need to do a Lean On Me remake.
Oh, speaking of the remake, guys, I think we talked about this, but... I'm still mad. I don't like that they did Mean Girls and made it a musical and made it a movie, because the musical already existed, which was stupid, because, like, why? But, like, also the movie is not, and they okay, sorry, I'm just gonna stop.
Aww.
Why?
Because it's just fucking dumb, and I don't have anything else to say about it. It's just stupid. Like, I want new stuff. I don't want stuff that I grew up with being remade over and over and over and over again.
You're not down for the Mrs. Doubtfire remake with Will Smith?
Hold on, what? That's not real, is it?
I'm sorry.
I don't know 100% if it's real, okay. But it looked like it was real to me.
No. That hurt me a little bit.
No, well, I mean, Google it, because it looked like it was real to me.
Because wouldn't that be, like, big... That reminds me of one of the other things Cat Williams brought up. He was
putting,
like,
on the dress.
No, the dress.
Yeah, well, he was saying how him and Martin were, like, really cool, and how Martin Lawrence, like, you know, was going to go on a hiatus, and he told Cat, he was like, listen, he's like, listen, I've got to go do some stuff for a while, but when I come back, like, I want you to promise me you'll be in my movie, like, me and you, it's going to be like some buddy cop shit, blah, blah, blah. And Kat's like, of course, I got you. Like, I don't even need to read the script. It'll be fine. And so then, you know, time passes on and they get into the meeting for, you know, reading of what this script is. And he was like, did you know this fool had fucking Big Mama's house too? It wanted me to put on a dress too, and I was like confused because, like, but you already did that in the first one. Like, why is he wearing a dress again? And then why do you want me to wear a dress too? Like, what the fuck is this?
Right. What are you adding on to this for?
Right. There was no need for that.
There was no need for him to do it again. Like, which I also always thought, like, why is he still? Because I'm pretty sure at the end of Big Mama's house, like, they find out. Right?
She's like, she's working for the CIA.
Yeah. So, like, why are you, like, you don't have to.
Didn't they do it three times, bro?
And there is a third one. There's one where he's, like, in a bathing suit, too. Like, I remember the commercial, like, running down the, like, beach, like, Baywatch style type shit. But anyway, so Cowboy was like, I'm not fucking, I'm not doing it, bro.
That's some wild shit.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And he
crazy.
Said that was the start of, like, when he was, like, you know, getting blackballed because he was, like, just not fucking doing it. And he said there's a lot of stuff that they asked him to do before giving it to, like, people like Kevin Hart or whatever. And, yeah, it was just interesting. It was interesting.
Now we'll see if it actually helps his career or not, or if he just kind of slides back into obscurity anyway.
Yeah, well, I think he's always had, like, kind of a strong, like, career and sense of people. Like, I mean, whenever he has, like, his specials or, like, comedy things, like, yeah, I mean, people
there
like,
have been a number of comedians that have come out that he was talking about. Michael Blackson, the African dude, like, mm-hmm. other people that are telling stories that are corroborating what he says about just, like, going and dropping off money to comedians and stuff. Corey Holcomb, like, a lot of people are coming out to...
Nobody's come out to been able to say that he lied about anything.
Well, so. Ricky Smiley did, but he's a hater.
But that's he's also funny because, like, he went in on Ricky Smiley for, like, fucking 15 minutes. Like, he was talking so much shit about Ricky Smiley, I'm not going to lie.
Somebody released some, like, unreleased footage from the... from Friday 2 that Ricky Smiley was in where he
Friday
had like
after
a,
next
yeah, Friday, mm-hmm. yeah where he had a he had like a monologue in it because he was the criminal or whatever, but mm-hmm. it was awful.
Aww.
It was absolutely awful. No wonder it was fucking cut. It was terrible. He fucking does suck, bro. He does.
Also, fun fact, Friday After Next is one of my favorite Christmas movies, top tier Christmas movie. If you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch it. It's pretty funny. But yeah, you know, that's it. Little bitch. Sorry, that was rude.
Who's
the little bitch you're talking about?
Over here glaring at the cat and yelling out obscenities.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're gonna see you guys next time, I guess. Not see you, but talk to you.
No. We've installed listening devices and visual devices. That's what that blinking red thing in front of you is. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just give me a nice big smile right now. Perfect. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.